I got off a plane one day and my secretary met me at the airport. And she said, you've got to go to a meeting. I said, it's 10 o'clock in the morning. She said, it's one of those Women's World Day of Prayer things. I didn't even realize I had it. I was so upset because I was exhausted. She got me to the church. I got out of the car. I went in. This huge congregation of women were standing and singing something majestic. I don't know. I came up on the platform, sat down, and tried to look spiritual. Put the glasses back on, and the woman that was leading the meeting said, we have a letter from a sister in Venezuela. And she read this letter from a missionary in Venezuela who is working with the poorest of the poor. This dear Presbyterian missionary. Wonderful woman. She had a hospital. And they were putting a new wing onto the hospital because they had too many patients. And she needed $5,000 to complete the wing. The person who was leading the meeting turned to me and said, Reverend, that's me, would you please lead in prayer that the Lord might provide for our sister in Venezuela? I was tired. And when I get tired, I get nasty. And when she said, will you pray for our sister in Venezuela, before I could catch myself, I yelled, no! Which is a terrible thing to say. I mean, when they call upon you to pray, to yell no is not a nice thing. I said, I'll tell you what I will do. And it was a good day to pull it. I got up and I said, here's my wallet. I pulled out my wallet. I said, there's some money in it. You can have all the money that's in my wallet. It was a good day to pull it because I only had 2 1/4. I said, take all the money out of my wallet. So they took all the money out of my wallet. It was 2 1/4. I said, put it on the altar. I said, that's all the money I've got. I said, Madam Chairman, you put all the money you have on the altar. And I'll ask every woman in this place to take all the money that she is carrying. Each of you, take all the money you're carrying. Bring the money up and put the cash. No checks, just cash. Put it on the altar. There were several hundred people there. And I said, if we don't have 5,000 bucks when I have all of your cash, I'll be glad to write out a check for the difference. There was dead silence. Finally, the woman said, we've gotten the point. I said, you haven't gotten the point at all. I said, my 2 1/4 is on the altar. You didn't put anything there. She opened up her wallet. Are you ready for this? And pulled out $110 of unadulterated cash. Why didn't I marry somebody like that? I said, we're on our way. We got $112.25. I said, who's next? Nobody moved. So I pointed, you know, to a lady on my side. I said, you're next, lady. She looked around. I said, I'm not kidding. You're next. Come on up here. And she came up, see, and she put her cash on the altar. I said to the next lady, you're next. See, that's the way we do it in my church. I belong to a black church, and we do it that way. Because you get more money. You know, as they walk by, the preacher just kind of stares at you. And I kept on getting one person after another to file by. It took me almost an hour to take up the offering. And when we were finished, there was no time left to preach. They did not want to hear from me. We counted the money, and there was over $7,000 on the altar. And I know we didn't get it all, because I could see some of them sneak by and give me a dirty look. We counted the money, over $7,000. I ended the service simply by saying this. The audacity of giving God this prayer and asking God for $5,000 when he's already provided you with. You know, people, the Church of Jesus Christ has been given the resources to meet the needs of the world. And the problem is that the Church of Jesus Christ is pocketing those resources. It's keeping the resources that God has planned for us to use for others. And spending it on ourselves. And we're saying, Lord, provide, Lord, provide, Lord, provide, Lord, provide. And the Lord's up there saying what? I did provide. I provided everything that was necessary to feed the hungry, to clothe the naked, to meet the needs of the oppressed. And you people who I trusted with my resources are not using those resources as I have willed for them to be used. That's the truth.